deliver us from evil. Jesus taught the disciples as they wanted to learn to pray. Here at Westgrove, we've been studying this familiar prayer, the profound words of the Lord's Prayer this Lent. In this somber and realistic evaluation of our world, this sixth petition of Jesus' prayer levels us with God. Bring us not, O gracious Lord, into the time of trial. Rescue us from the evil one. On this Good Friday, as we walk with Jesus, he's already passed the time of request to not be in a time of trial. He's already on the cross. Let us not then forget the imperative. Rescue us from the evil one. Jesus knew that testing and challenge were an inevitable part of our lives, as it was for his. Not that God sends testing, hear me, friends. Rather that our lives have testing. Not that we're absent from systems of oppression and injustice in our lives. Not that we're spared challenges because of faith or because of credentialing. I found myself thinking an awful lot about our baptism vows in the United Methodist tradition. They're similar in other traditions as well. In the United Methodist tradition, they call us to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves. We're called to resistance work, to acknowledgement of what's already present. In this season, I'm grateful for each and every one of you who's doing some of this kind of work, to those of you who are wearing masks to keep others safe and making them for each other, for those of you who are staying at home, and for those of you who are doing essential tasks and essential work. Resistance is sometimes also strategizing and organizing. I'm grateful for those of you who are looking the isolation and the disconnection that some are feeling in the eye and banishing it in the name of Jesus through virtual connection. I give thanks to God for those of you who are working to end poverty and hunger by feeding our neighbors at the bridge and here at Westgrove at our food pantry. Resistance is naming injustice, naming oppression that's present in our world. And the injustice that we're calling out are some of the inequities in our school districts as we offer virtual education and healthcare access that isn't present in all of our incarcerated populations. In Chicago, over 70% of the COVID-19 cases are African Americans, when only 30% of that city's population is African American. The same is true here in Philadelphia and other cities as well. What acts of resistance are you and I called to? I'm grateful to the prophets among us who have seen injustice in the world and they've corrected it. A little bit for the Hamilton fans among us. However, on this Good Friday, we are reminded for all the resistance and freedom fighters among us, those resisting evil, oppression, and injustice, there's still a need to be delivered from evil. Evil that is a real and life-limiting reality. Anyone who's ever delivered a child or who's orchestrated the delivery of a worldwide vaccine for a global pandemic or who's seen a miracle right before their eyes. Glimpses that deliverance requires dependence on God as the only way out. So you and I, we pray, rescue us, O God. It's always darkest, friends, before the dawn. On this Good Friday, with Jesus still on the cross, we can't fast forward to the triumphant moment of the Easter morning, nor can we do so in our global Holy Week of this pandemic. What we can do is resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves, and then depend on the God of us all. Cry out, rescue us. No escape clause needed, for God is faithful. This, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.